Newly revealed emails from 2015 show then Vice President Biden tried to suppress a Bloomberg News story about his son Hunter at the request of Biden's now defunct investment firm. Let's bring in our panel, Fox News contributor Guy Benson, host of The Guy Benson Show on Fox News Radio, and Politico congressional reporter Olivia Beavers. Great to see both of you.
Good job.
So this was in relation to a 2015 New York Times article questioning whether Biden's anti-corruption message on Ukraine was being compromised by Hunter Biden doing business with Burisma. Hunter's business partner, Eric Schwerin, asked then-VP Biden comms director Kate Bedingfield if any other news outlets had asked about it. Here's the exchange. Bedingfield, VP just finished an interview with the Bloomberg reporter traveling with us, and she asked about it, though she assures me she's doing everything she can to not use it. Schwerin, I would just urge her, as I know you were doing, that there is no new news there. Bedingfield, absolutely. We've had two conversations about it. She will only use if her editors hold a gun to her head. You're in this business, Olivia. Does that seem to cross a line?
You know, I feel like about once a week, I have comms people trying to shut down a story that I'm doing. If it's a story Democrats don't like, they're calling me. If it's a story Republicans don't like, they're calling me. And a lot of this sort of happens behind the scenes. Editors get pulled in, they get discussed. So, you know, I don't really know what they had sort of in discussions behind the scenes, but the story did get published, we do know. And so, you know, I'm kind of interested to see if there's any more information that will come out about
this. Yeah, we always have conversations behind the scenes about stories. I was called by innumerable press secretaries, yelled at mostly. But this is an outside business trying to convince the White House to shut down this story. That takes it to a different level.
All right, there's multiple people involved in this trying to protect Hunter Biden. And we've seen this over and over again. And, John, I was watching yesterday during the press briefing, Peter Ducey asked a completely reasonable question about yet more information involving the Biden family and payments from China. And the response from Karine Jean-Pierre was not a response. It was, I won't respond. It's just been a bunch of lies for years. And the people who have verifiably lied about this are Joe Biden, his campaign, and this administration. Joe Biden has made assertions regarding his son and his family and some of these payments that are provably false. And I understand the White House probably doesn't want to address this in depth, but it's a fair game question from Peter Ducey. And to just punt the whole thing and say we won't address it because Republican lies, I mean, that's just, to me, stonewalling that is totally unacceptable.
I want to go to call for number three here, if I could. The president was asked about the information that James Comer, the Oversight Committee, has about the money trail between China to four members of the Biden family. Listen to this exchange.
Now I have subpoenaed bank records to prove that the family took over $1 million from a Chinese Communist Party-backed energy company for no apparent reason. And he's still denying it. He's still lying about it. So, yes, we expect an apology from Joe Biden. We're disappointed but not shocked that the mainstream media has turned a blind eye to this.
Well, that's not what I was looking for, and I don't know where it came from. But what Biden said was it's not true that this money happened, but Comer says he's got the receipts.
Yeah, and, you know, I actually was with Comer in August of last year traveling with him, and he was talking about these bank records then, and he hinged it. It's sort of become a question that reporters were asking him, if you don't get them, will that hurt your investigation? But he has gotten Rob Walker's, and he is saying he has receipts. And if Biden is saying that that's not what has happened, we're going to be able to see very soon.
But prove
they release it.
Yeah, right. Saying it's not true isn't good enough. You have to prove it. I don't expect to hear an apology to the Republicans from the president, but I would like to see answers from the White House about questions rooted in actual documents.